Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of A New Life Awaits, Spirit-Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shows we are not experiencing a political, social, economic, or religious issue, just a divide from our spiritual inner wisdom. And the book shares ways to know the eternal circle of life for improving the human and divine condition. I am most delighted today to welcome Joey Goodkin, author of You Can Do It, which inspires you to go within and access your true spiritual gifts and thoughts so you can manifest your very best reality. Hello, Joey, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within to discuss your amazing entrepreneurial journey, which began at 8 years of age and hasn't stopped.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm delighted to be with you today.
Joey, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my accomplished and articulate guests share intimate and personal stories to help us remember once again that we are spiritual beings enjoying a physical life at the present moment. And this duality of energy allows us to bring our thoughts into reality if we are able to conquer the fear and limitations of our societal and parental training and tap into that unlimited soul potential so we can create health, prosperity, and happiness, finding along the way that attitude is indeed the most important tool for our success. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Joey Goodkin will share many ways to discover your intuition, trust yourself, and learn to harness your inner strength, developing resilience, self-awareness, and a greater love for life. And I found that is the purpose of having this life, to deal with challenges, fears, and to conquer them, and to know we are eternally spirit. We come from spirit, we return to spirit. And being eternal, we can conquer a lot of fears just by that knowledge. Joey, I always love to ask my extraordinary guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, place, or event that may have shown them or those around them some interest, work, or passion that they would pursue later on in life. So think back. You had a lot of wonderful stories in the book.
Going far back to what might have, the first thing that comes to mind is I was very blessed, Cheryl, really lucky, very fortunate, that as an 11-year-old in my elementary school, I wound up being the one, because I was a student council person and apparently the older guy who was supposed to do it, the president, whatever it was, he got sick. But I got to introduce Eleanor Roosevelt to my elementary school. And Eleanor Roosevelt has inspired me my entire life. She was a remarkable woman, and she towered over me. I came up to her belt, and she touched my shoulder, and she whispered something that took less than a minute that inspired me, because it had to do with you can be whoever you want to be. You just have to work toward it. You have to believe in yourself. You have to trust that good things will happen, or whatever it was she said. It was something like that. But I credit her.
Do you think that was a coincidence that you had that opportunity? Or could it have been part of your life plan and destiny to inspire you?
At this age, looking back, I really don't believe in coincidence.
Right.
I really believe everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And it was just an ironic turn of events that the place was packed. Everybody's parents were there. Eleanor Roosevelt was a very, very prominent figure, and some of your listeners may not know who she was because she died in 1962, but her legacy lives on.
She was amazing, and I have interviewed other people who have met her. That was an extraordinary experience and a gift from spirit. To encourage you to do everything you've had to do in your own life to inspire people. But let's go on to, did any situation prompt you to write this particular book, You Can Do It?
This book just happened because I was told so many times, after I would tell people some of my stories, which many of them were very funny, people would say, you ought to write a book. You've got to write a book. So they would say it so much, and I never did anything about it because I thought, who's going to read it? Who's going to care? Blah, blah. But one day, I was having lunch with a girl who we were waiting, both of us, to go see some woman who sold these magnificent crystals. So we decided to have lunch together. We didn't know each other. And I started to talk to her and tell her some of these stories. And she said to me, Joey, you ought to write a book. And I said, you're not the first person who told me that. She said, but I know a literary agent. Send me a paragraph.
Wow.
And let me see what I can do. So I wrote a paragraph about my life story, and I said, I don't know if it's worthy of being a book, and who would care? And this publisher, he was a literary agent and a publisher, and he contacted me by email and said, I have a very good feeling about your book. I want to publish it. It was like, you know how there's a tipping point. It's like after 20 years, you're an overnight success type of thing. It was that kind of an experience, because I was told about writing a book forever. But when I connected with her, it just happened.
You know what?
I just wrote it.
You know, my story is not so different from yours. I was inspired 20 years ago when I was told by the first medium that I ever met. I didn't believe. You could call me a skeptic. I didn't believe in the afterlife. I didn't know how valuable our soul life and inner life was at that time. And this medium said to me, you have to journal all the coincidences and spiritual happenings, and when you look back, you're going to see how far you've come. And you're going to write 3 books. And I went, I don't think so. Very often when people told me things along the way, I first reacted that way by saying no. But now I really say no. I say yes to everything, because everything is being guided by upstairs. I call it upstairs. Spirit, higher intelligence, universal source, God, whatever you think to exist beyond this small lifetime we're having. And my newest book, my third book in the trilogy, just came out February 7th in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic. And it's called A New Life Awaits, Spirit-Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening. And it's the story of who we are and what's happening now in 2020, why there are so many changes going on. It's the story of discovering all that we can be, like your book. We can do miracles. Miracles are happening all the time. We just have to be open-minded and open-hearted. Now, let's go on to this book is filled with what you call Joeyisms. Tell us about them.
The Joeyisms are the timeless wisdom, the tagline of my book, You Can Do It. The tagline is timeless wisdom from a trailblazing businesswoman. And I think the timeless wisdom are these little nuggets, these pithy sayings of truth that just work to help you benefit not only in your business, but your life. There's 45 of them in this book. There's specific ways to benefit and enhance your life and your business and your goals. But they're just proven things that have worked. It's like, remember that book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten?
Yes,
some of them
I remember that.
Some of them are as simple as that, and some of them are a little more complicated. Some are geared toward business specifically, and many are geared to living your best life and being your best self and finding the most joy in your life. And they're just simple things, and I could read one if you want or not.
Yes, read one, please.
I'll read one, let's see.
Read one that you like.
Well, I love them all because I say them all the time. And it was just from saying them all the time that they sort of had to have a name, so I called them a Joeyism. But here's the one that heads the chapter on trust your intuition, which I believe in wholeheartedly. You don't have to know and understand the whole process. Just have a goal in mind. Start somewhere and trust the universe. Expect to feel guided. Follow the zigzags, feeling confident they will lead you to something or to where you need to be. And what that's saying is exactly that. You don't have to know how you're going to get someplace. You don't have to have a 10-year plan, a 5-year plan. Just start somewhere like you're a kitten with a ball of yarn and let it unravel and let it roll.
Yeah.
And you'll get ideas. Someone will tell you, did you read this book? That's a message from the universe that you should read that book. You'll see a program. You'll get an idea. You don't know where it's going to come from, but just keep the goal in mind.
Well, I'll tell you and our listeners where it's coming from. We are all being inspired by souls and guides and teachers in spirit who know our life plan, our soul life plan, and the journey, why we came into this life, and what we wanted to learn during this life. So they're whispers from spirit. Their guidance, their inspiration, and you know, much like you, I believe that thoughts and the possibility of saying yes to what happens to you, no matter what the challenge, to go flow with it and to accept it and to respond to it with positive thinking to the best of your ability is what guides us forward. So I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch Star Trek. Right? And there was this transporter room. It rearranged the molecules of our body and could take us to another location. And I thought to myself, this is going to be a reality at some point. It's not science fiction. Science fiction is just being ahead of the time a little bit, like some of us are. And many years later, like you, when I was a volunteer at hospice, one of the doctors I worked with said, how can you go there? It's so depressing. And I simply answered, I didn't think about it, because I can. And when I look back, I realize so many of the things that you and I have accomplished began with a simple thought, maybe. And then with perseverance and consistency and hard work, we always completed the mission that I think Spirit had in mind for us. And now as a healer and medium, I realize how lucky I am to have become aware of being guided by Universal Source. And in my new book, A New Life Awaits, I share stories of soul excellence and the understanding of our human and divine energies that lead us to improve ourselves in the human condition. And that's what I think your life is very similar to mine. Your soul excellence and the understanding of being connected to people and wanting to help in many ways and being open-minded to what was happening around you and not fearful, jumping in when you had to, is a great gift to us, and we want to share it. Yeah.
I would like to share a quote that starts my book off, because I think for your listeners, if you realize this, and the quote is from Henry Ford, and it says, if you think you can, or you think you can't, you're right.
That's good.
Which is a wonderful way of saying that if you believe it, then you can do all these other things and make it happen. Persistence is very key. No is just a word on the path to yes. And if you read my book, you'll see many examples of funny stories when I was selling advertising when I was a magazine publisher, that they could say no 10 times, and I would just go back, make another appointment, go see them. Even when they would say, we don't think we'll ever advertise, don't come back, it works out. I'm saying
you
that. Don't
never,
take yourself...
you never quit.
No.
You believed in what you were doing was positive for yourself and others, and it had to be accomplished, and because of that, it was. Now, what advice do you have for young people starting out in business? And tell us of your business experiences that helped you set up standards and procedures for making good choice. Now, one of the stories you told that I liked was about Gloria Steinem. She was the publisher of Ms. Magazine. That was a long time ago. But tell us about that. That was interesting.
Okay, that's two different questions. So Gloria Steinem, I was a magazine publisher. I published what was known as a city magazine in the greater Fort Lauderdale area of Florida. And I met her at a publishing convention. And after a while, she approached me and said, I'd love to do a feature article on you and your magazine in my magazine. And I turned her down, and I will tell you why. I did not think that I wanted to promote women over men. Ms. Magazine tended to be a women's liberation type of magazine. And my feeling then and my feeling now is that all are equal before the bottom line. If the best person for the job is a man, so be it. If the best person for the job is a woman, so be it. I don't like when they make your gender more important than your qualifications, and
absolutely,
that's why I turned her down.
You know, that's why I wanted you to tell this story, because that is the truth. We have male and female energy, each one of us. We are energy, and when you utilize the best of the different aspects of physical life, male and female energy, you work at your maximum best. And, you know, as a child, I was in the gifted class, and I was with boys and girls, and I never saw them as boys or girls. I just saw us as working towards a lot of common goals, because I never saw the difference between boys and girls that much. I saw the similarities. And I also don't believe that it's fair or what spirit wants to uplift one group at the expense of another group. And that's why the patriarchal ancient religions have caused such a divide between men and women. We really are equal in energy, and we need to be equal in the physical world as well. And once that starts to happen, maybe we're going through these challenging times right now, so that can happen. So you were ahead of the time, and I was ahead of the time, and you're right. I'm glad you were able to say no to her, because she was an important figure at the time, and you weren't controlled or influenced by that. You were influenced by integrity and fairness and understanding of this equalness, and I honor you for that. I respect that. I've lived my whole life like that also, so that's a wonderful thing. Now, let's go on to, you have an interesting story about the Rotary Club. What is the Rotary International Club? And tell us what happened there, because that goes along with what we're talking about an equalness between men and women.
It certainly does. When I was publishing my magazine, Rotary International, which is a community-oriented organization, I was involved in United Way and many, many civic activist things. And a fellow who was the head of the telephone company said to me, I want to propose you for membership in Rotary. So, okay, I didn't say no. But then he had to call me back and be mortified that Rotary in those days did not take women. So they hemmed and hawed, and what could they do? And they decided that I should send one of my male employees to the Rotary meetings. So my advertising manager for this magazine, he went to the Rotary meetings. I paid the dues. I was the publisher. And no women ever went. Then they had an annual event that your significant other or spouse could attend. So I attended as the significant other of my own employee, and I went there and got so incensed that they listed him as the publisher of the magazine, not me. I owned the magazine. I started it on my kitchen table. I wound up selling it on Wall Street. This guy was my employee, a lovely one, but he wasn't me. And I just refused to pay any more dues to Rotary, and I wouldn't let him go. So these men in my community, they ultimately wrote to Rotary's headquarters in Washington, D.C., explaining the situation. A year and a half, at least, maybe even two, went by. And then they called me up and said, guess what? Rotary would like to invite you to be a member. And I got a letter from somebody from Rotary. But by then, I was selling the magazine and didn't feel any real need to be a part of it. So I just turned them down. But the reason was that I just didn't need them anymore.
Right.
But in those days, it was that ridiculous. And there's some things that, as women in those days, we just assumed they would be like that. But that particular experience was so incensing that I wasn't going to be a part of it.
Good for you. That's great. So, you know, when I went to hospice, I only wanted to share my Reiki energy healing to help the suffering. And I that was my intention. I didn't go just to help a few. I went so Reiki would come into the hospital and the hospice and all places where people needed energy to restore their faith, their trust, and heal. And now, 20 years later, Reiki is in hospice and hospitals, and it's a growing spiritual tool. So like you, I had a bigger view, but then I wasn't actually the one who did it, even though I started it. It took time and eventually caught on. And I think you and I are very much alike that way. We started with our intentions and hopes because we knew it would uplift and help people. And we didn't really quit. We just kept continuing along the path. And eventually, what we intended came to pass. So I think that's a wonderful story about Rotary and how you stayed the course, so to put it. Stayed the course.
Right. I'd like to answer your other question with advice for young people starting out in business. One of the first things that comes to my mind is keep your word. If you say you're going to do something, please follow through. If for some reason you can't do it, renegotiate what you committed to do. Because if you just forget about it or walk away from it, you will be judged because that defines your character. Keeping your word is the foundation of your character. So if you're starting out in life, that's one great piece of advice. The other thing I'd like to share, there are many things, but this comes to mind, is use your best abilities and personality and take your goals seriously, but don't take yourself too seriously. For example, I was small and petite, and I could go in there and be more aggressive about trying to get an ad or trying to talk to somebody or get an appointment than if I was a 6-foot guy who weighed 200 pounds, because that guy would be intimidating. Where I was just a little feisty woman, they would be too big to have my kind of style of selling. So if I was a big person, I would try and be like a big teddy bear and soften my appearance and smile more and wink and try and downplay the fact that, yes, I could pick up your desk and throw it over. Mm-hmm. I would use what was my personality and my strengths and my wisdom and my ability to get the job done that I wanted. We're all individuals. And I think if you don't take yourself too seriously, but take your goals seriously, that would be good advice to someone starting out.
You stayed the course, and you remained true to your own integrity, even when it was tough or challenging. And that is a big key for young people to know. You can't buckle, and you can't give up courage and integrity and intuition, which are all leading you forward to have the best life. Now, in my new book, A New Life Awaits, I support this idea. And I say we have to draw on during these challenging times of change. And here's how we're going to do it. Now we must continue to work with all aspects of our physical and spiritual lives to heal and create a world that offers hope in the face of personal or collective hardships that may make us forget our divinity and ability to live with dignity. Those words are important. Stay the course, true to your integrity and honesty and character. If we begin to do what feels right from within without judging issues as good or bad, only as experiences, we will free ourselves from the many illusions or ideologies that still hold us prisoners to fear and the limitations of our conditioned minds and lift these challenging times to new heights for advanced human evolution. And there's a quote from Rumi that always comes to my mind. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and right-doing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that, I'm sure you love this too. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Isn't that beautiful?
No, I quote that all the time. I love Rumi.
One of my favorite quotes. See, I told you we had a lot of synchronicity.
Right. For those listeners not familiar with Rumi, it's spelled R-U-M-I, and he was a 12th century poet that he was actually from Afghanistan, but he's the most popular poet in the world today, or one of the most popular, because I somehow feel like David White could maybe take him over. I love David White, too, if you don't know him.
And just like your Joey-isms, his quotes have great wisdom and truth. So what would you like readers of You Can Do It to take away with them, briefly?
Knowing that if you believe that you can do something, you will get messages, you will get ideas, and you keep persevering. Trust your intuition, and you will succeed. I'd love to mention that my website. Would that be okay?
Yes, please do.
My book is called You Can Do It, Timeless Wisdom from a Trailblazing Businesswoman. My website is joeygoodkin, J-O-I-E-G-O-O-D-K-I-N, joeygoodkin.com. And I would love for you to visit.
Okay, I want to thank you, Joey Goodkin, author of You Can Do It, for sharing a lifetime of positive thinking, positive action, and sharing a sense of spiritual personal power, which leads us to trust our intuition, harness our inner strength, and create our best lives no matter what the circumstances or challenges. To read more about helping to materialize what you need in this life and to purchase this book, go to joeygoodkin.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, Joey Goodkin has offered ways to look at challenging or even sometimes hurtful experiences, always as the way to move past restrictions and fears, to engage your personal inner strength, persevere, doing your best to honor righteous thoughts and actions, and not succumb to the words, it can't be done or I can't do it. For until we try many approaches to completing a task, we cannot say what is possible or impossible. Besides working hard and being productive, Joey was open to shifts and changes in her thinking and understanding of inner life as opposed to only the physical world directing her, and tells us of her awakening to higher consciousness or energetic truth. Joey writes, like so many shifts in my life, my unexpected spiritual awakening happened quite by chance. I guess the universe was ready for me to discover the inner bliss and joy of experiencing a new consciousness. Many refer to this uplifting state as awakening to the Christ consciousness, which refers to the Christ light within. This is not about organized religion, but rather about the inner light and knowingness that glows from your soul and expands through your whole being and shines in a big smile on your face. I love that, Joey. And while many of us are aware of our intuitive thoughts and feelings and an inner knowingness or guidance, but not aware it is the spiritual sense of the soul and its eternal connection to spirit, while we might be benefiting from this and using that spiritual gift, we might not be completely aware of it until some awakening process happens. And that awakening is not by chance nor random, as nothing in life is random. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within and author of my new book in the trilogy, A New Life Awaits, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to masters of metaphysical, scientific, spiritual, educational, medical, and the arts and business and music as they seek answers to age-old questions of who are we and what is life all about anyway. Shows may also be heard on WebTalkRadio.net and DreamVision7Radio.com. Thank you for listening.